Well, we were delighted to receive it, and so it's a testament to the power of persistence. I think, as you know, the mayors and councillors going back many, many years have lobbied to support rehabilitation of County Road 49, particularly former Mayor Quaife and Sophiasburg Councillor Bill Roberts among them. And everybody that the mayor's councillors have all traveled up and down that road many, many times, and particularly our former MPP Todd Smith, who conducted many of those rides with ministers Jeff Urich, Carolyn Mulrooney, King of Sermon, Pradmeet Sarkaria, to name just a few, to allow them the firsthand experience of driving along the deplorable road. And it may be unknown to the listeners, but at one point in the early 2000s, the municipality went so far as to try to return the road to the province because of the estimated cost to maintain it. And as everybody knows, county officials wrote letters, made phone calls, sent emails, and traveled to Toronto on many occasions to plead their case to get this thing redone. So I want to certainly acknowledge all their hard work over the years, and it's finally paid off. Tyler Alsop, our new MPP, has been a real champion about this project as well in the short time he's been in office, so most appreciative of his involvement, as well as the involvement of our development services, planning, and engineering staff, but whose efforts enabled us to qualify for the funding in the first place. So we had a fairly significant team involved in this, and we're one step closer to fixing one of the worst roads in the province, thanks to the support of the province of Ontario and the Housing Enabling Core Service and funding stream that we qualified for and received funding for. So this the project is going to enable more than 2,000 housing units on the east side of Picton over the next 10 to 20 years. As everybody knows, County Road 49 serves as a vital transportation route for the municipality's tourism, hospitality, and employment sectors, not to mention emergency services that use it to help those in need at our current and new hospital and our long-term care home. The average traffic on a daily basis is about 6,000 vehicles, and 5% of those are heavy trucks. So there's a lot of traffic on the road, and it's sorely in need of getting repaired. It's vital that the federal government join the county and the province to support this project, which, as I say, is essential for the continued economic growth, safety, and well-being of our community. Mm-hmm. So we've got the thing shovel-ready, thanks to the financial support of our taxpayers and municipal staff. We're ready to begin. So at this point, the government has joined us at the table. And I certainly want to acknowledge Premier Ford's personal involvement and interest in this project and in Prince Edward County in general. As you may know, we've received $40 million in the past 4 months, including this funding announcement, as well as the Housing Enabling Water System Fund back in the fall. But now we need the Government of Canada to step up and come to the party and help us get this roadway off the CAA's worst roads list, and we're going to use every tool, resource, and provincial and federal contact available to ensure that that happens. So it's still a work in progress, but we're jazzed and ready to go.
For sure. A couple of quick questions for you here before I let you go. How immediate is this funding? Is the funding coming in? Because obviously Premier Ford announcing that there's going to be an early election. So is the funding coming before the election is done, or is it coming after? Do you know?
I imagine it would be after. I mean, the specifics of the funding application I don't have in front of me, so I can't respond to that.
Okay.
But there is criteria that's involved in this. But as I say, I don't have that with it. We're not going to start construction tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, we could if we had the federal funding, but we don't. So, we'll work within the specifics of the funding agreement with the province. So
sure.
I really can't give you any more details about that at this point.
Yeah, no problem. And kind of sticking with that housing theme, how is that number of the over 2,100 homes kind of factored in? How is there like a previous project that's kind of being proposed for that area that calls for the homes? How did that number kind of come together?
No, we've got some development applications that have come forward for the east end of Picton that you know are various stages of planning, but County Road 49 is also an access route to the activity that's going to happen up in at Base 31. So it's the probably the easiest route to get material in and that sort of thing. So that factors into it as well.
Okay, perfect. And final question before I let you go. I was just wondering as well, when it comes to this project, you mentioned a lot trying to get as well that federal funding. I know that there was previous tries for the Housing Accelerator Fund. So how does that kind of work next for you guys? Because it's been mentioned a couple of times how this will help leverage federally.
Well, I assume it's going to help us leverage federally. We're going to exercise every resource contact that we possibly have to deal with the federal government, the current and incoming, to secure the funding we need. At this point, there's the funding you just mentioned, that window, but we're looking at all other avenues, and there may be some other options that are available to us, so we're going to exercise those as well.